Hello.
Hello, Lafever, this is Pete from Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Yeah, I think you called me before. I actually ended up getting assigned to your file, so this is a good time to chat for you.
It's fine.
Perfect. Just need to confirm a couple pieces of info that I have on the business, and then I'll answer any questions you have and get you into the right program here. How does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds
Perfect.
good.
His legal name of the business is TNT Trucking of South Florida Inc., correct?
Yes.
Is that your DBA name as well?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what kind of corporation is it? Is it an S corp or C corp?
Yes.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business, Lafayette?
Under my own authority, 2 years, but I started out working under another company's authority.
Okay.
So, my own authority, 2 years.
This company specifically, 2 years. Perfect. And are you the
Well,
hundred?
there's always been an yeah. I'm the only owner, 100% owner.
Perfect. And last one, can you also confirm the address that we have on file?
It's 801 Southwest 141 Avenue, Building 0304, Pembroke Pines, Florida 33027. And I also have, for my billing and mailing, go to our PO Box 22-4003, Hollywood, Florida 33022.
Perfect, perfect. Let me just confirm that. Okay, you have that on the application. All right, so tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, what your goals are, and I'll get you into the right program here. Sound good?
Well, these are my goals. I just this year I acquired a second truck to add to my fleet, so I have two trucks and one trailer. I'm looking. I want to expand the business because now I just signed a contract with JB Hunt Transport about 3 4 weeks ago, which is an awesome contract. So I'm just trying to get more expand the business where I can take full advantage of this contract here.
Yeah, of course, of course. So it looks, sounds like you're looking for some equipment financing, maybe get another truck, another trailer, something like that.
This is what I want to do. I like all my credit cards, they're through Wells Fargo, and my trailer is financed through Wells Fargo, and my two tractors are financed through Keystone Equipment. I was trying to see if I can, also in addition with expanding the business, I was trying to see if I can consolidate, either pay off those bills or consolidate them. So, that was my goal also.
Yeah, of course, of course. What are your payments like right now? As for the what do you owe on the credit cards, and what are your payments like?
I have one business credit card. I owe like almost 10,000 on that one, and the other one is like 14,000.
So you got about 24, 25K.
Yeah.
All right, all right. And what about the trailer? So you have the two trucks from
Yeah, I
Keystone, and
have
then
two
the
tractors. I have two tractors and a 53-foot dry van trailer.
Okay, and the trailer is with Wells Fargo. Perfect. Now, what are you looking like payments on that?
On the trailer, I pay $630 a month. On the one tractor, I pay $1,000. On another tractor, I pay $1,300.
So about $2,300 for the tractors. Okay, so totally you're looking at about $3,000 a month, give or take a little bit. And then the 24K in credit cards. So what are your goals here? Priority more like, are you looking to expand the business and get another truck or pay down debt?
I want to get another truck and also consolidate that debt or either pay it down, one or the other. But
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I want to expand the business because this contract is awesome with the two trucks, and if I can get a third one in there, it'd be great.
So you're looking, let's do the equipment first. So you're looking at another truck. Tell me about it. Is it new or used?
That I use. It'll be used.
Do you have an approximate year? Is there a specific truck you're looking at?
Yeah, it's a 2012, and they're asking 55 for it.
It's honestly not that bad for 2012.
No, it's
pretty new.
It's through a bank, you know. It's a repo, so and I have good. I have a good, you know, business dealing with them, you know, with the first two, you know, as far as the payments and my history with them.
Yeah, yeah. So is that you typically go through this way to get your trucks, and you don't deal with a vendor?
Yeah, right. I you know, try to the last one I got was a 2012. You know, I went that route, and I ended up saving like $30,000 right out the gate.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I deal with a lot of trucking companies. I don't really know any of them that get their
This is through the finance company. You know, that's a, you know, a repo that they got
that someone defaulted on.
You're correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you. So do you have any employees, or I'd imagine you have a few, right?
I have four employees on payroll.
Nice, nice. So are you anticipating maybe hiring any more with this additional truck, or?
Yeah, yes.
Good, good. How is this going to affect the business in terms of return on investment? Like, so you got a $55,000 truck. What kind of terms are you looking for as far as length, like a 60-month or a 48-month?
With the truck that I'm looking at purchasing, I think they have a five-year plan.
So if it was at a 5 years, so 60 months, so your payment with zero interest here would be around $900, a little bit more.
Yeah, between 9 and 975.
Mm-hmm. That's with about no interest. So, so you're about $1,000 a month around the budget there. And what do you quantify a return on investment? What's this extra truck going to allow you to do in terms of, you know?
With that extra truck, I'll be able to pull in an extra weekly. I'll bring in 45 to, you know, 5,200 a week, you know, with that truck.
Wow. So you're looking at a pretty hefty number, an extra like $18,000 in your pocket every month.
Yes, exactly.
Minus some overhead and some, you know, some employees, some fuel. You easily profit about $15,000 a month off of this truck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good return on investment, man. I mean.
Exactly. You know, with this, you know, it wasn't always like that. Don't get me wrong. I just, you know, I was blessed with this contract. With this contract here, you know, this is gonna bring me, you know, to a better situation.
Yeah. Tell me about the growth of the business. So you have
go ahead.
No, as you say, what were you looking like 2 years ago, I guess, compared to now, and, you know, what the future holds for you?
Right. Last year, you know, with the taxes, last year I brought in 87, and that was with that one truck, you know, minus, you know, the deductions and whatnot. But then, like I said, I acquired the second truck, and with the addition of this contract, things are looking, you know, real well, you know, very well. I'm grabbing my books right now. I'm sorry, I'm just grabbing my stuff so I can go pick up my son from school and making my way to the car.
How are you guys down there with the hurricane?
We didn't have no problems, but, you know, I couldn't say the same for, like, Jacksonville area. I'm in the Hollywood Beach area, and that's, like, maybe 4 hours away from, you know, where the disaster really is.
Mm.
Yeah, so all we got was a lot of rain bands and a lot of wind. A
lot of wind, nothing too much.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I had a couple customers that I was dealing with that we had to put their loans on hold for a while all that got sorted through.
While all that got, yeah, man. But yeah, I'm in the car now. I'm gonna give you some numbers right now. What my one second. Hello, you still there?
Yep.
All right, buddy. Okay, with that one, with my second truck, my first load was on 5/11/16 of this year. And
that's when you got the second truck?
Yeah, and the driver thus far has made, hold on. The truck made $50,765 in total loads, you know, plus, you know, minus, you know, fuel.
50,000?
Yeah.
50K.
To this day, from 5/11 to this day. Well, no.
It's about.
Counted up until, I got like 2 weeks, you know, that's not on this total.
Yeah, so what does that, let's do the math real quick here. June, July, August, September, it's about 5-6 months about. So yeah, each truck is getting you an extra, you know, I want to say anywhere between 70 and 100K a year in revenue.
Exactly.
Besides costs and everything.
With this new contract that I have, I'm going to acquire more, you know, more revenues weekly, because I'm seeing like maybe 2 to 3 more loads added to my, to my weekly loads prior to me getting this contract.
That's good. How'd you come across this? Was it, you know, did they come to you?
The person who handles my compliance, she has networks, with a lot of companies, this one just came about, because I was, before this one, I was pulling loads for C.H. Robinson and Coyote. And some other companies, but none of them could match this deal right here. So,
yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah, man. So all my main goal is to get the other truck and just consolidate, you know, all of my bills or whatever, so I can pay those off real, real quick, and also have that third truck.
Yeah,
some
income.
Exactly.
So, tell me a little bit, Lefebvre, about your personal credit. Is good, bad, in the middle?
I started out at 724, which was one day last month, and then I don't know if they use a different branch or whatever. But when I went and checked it the last time, I was at 705. I wonder why it dropped like that.
It depends. There's a couple different things that could affect it. A lot of it has to do with
your... Yeah, I've never been late on payments, you know.
No, that almost doesn't even matter anymore. I mean, that will hurt you, but it almost doesn't help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm definitely, you know, I have a good credit. You know, I'm like I say, 705, which I checked like 3 days ago.
Yeah, it really just needs to be over 600 for equipment financing.
Okay.
So I think as long as you can confidently assume.
Oh yeah, I'm well over.
Good,
like
good,
I said,
good.
I was at 705 like three days ago.
All right, perfect. Yeah, sometimes it's the income to debt ratio is actually what affects it mostly. So
if you
have $20,000 on your credit card limit and you're using $10,000, you're at 50%. Now instead of paying that down, what would actually help you just as much is actually getting a bigger credit card limit. So if you had a $30,000 limit now, Now you're only using 30%. So that's it's a weird way it works. Making your payments doesn't really do much for you anymore. But yeah. Tell me a little bit about your banking history, and you know, are you going to your bank for this at all, or you just haven't gotten through that
bank,
route?
Yeah, my bank. No, I haven't gone to my bank, but Wells Fargo, they handle all of my business. That's who I have my business account with.
And they do the trailer for you, obviously.
Yeah, and they did the trailer.
So why haven't you gone back to them or Keystone? Have you just decided this came in the mail, you wanted to see what your other options are?
No, Keystone is who I'm going to do the trailer with. So they're, you know, that's who the truck is with.
Okay.
That's who I'm going to get the truck through, Keystone. Those are their repos.
Oh, okay. I understand. They're not offering you financing or?
No, they, it's somebody that works through, she used to work with Freightliner. She went on her own, but she kept good contact with the finance company. So she has an inside person that tells her, hey, we have a repo, you know, that's coming, and
we
have it on there. So she has an insight on, you know what I mean?
That's a good end. You can, exactly. Like I said, like I deal with a lot of trucking companies, and, you know, 2012, 55K, you know, I've seen people buying, you know, 93s for, you know, 30 grand. So
I saved 30,000 right out the gate with my last purchase, that 2012 Cascadia Freightliner.
When'd you get that? It was May?
5/11 was my first. Well, I got it maybe 2 weeks prior to 5/11.
Right at the beginning of May. So looks like, you know, we'll be able to get you ideally what you want here. It's 55K. Do you do intrastate or interstate trucking?
No, all over. They go, you know, state to state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Perfect. I do this. I handle the southeast region.
Perfect. So all the way up to, where's the farthest north? You go Virginia. You go past there.
A little bit, like, you know, New Jersey. Then I try to stay. I don't go past New Jersey because the tolls are crazy there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm originally from there, so I totally understand. The $13 to get to the city.
Now imagine at the 18-wheelers.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably like $50. Exactly. I didn't even think about that.
Man. Yeah, they kill me with that. But the furthest I'll go is New Jersey, and the I go to the Midwest, Illinois, and Louisiana, Texas.
Oh God! Here, 1 second. Hey, sorry, the radio in the office just went haywire.
Yeah,
really loud. I was like, what is it?
Yeah, I heard that.
So, tell me a little bit.
Over the little music to keep you going.
Yeah, except for when you're on the phone.
Exactly.
It's all good. It's all good. So do you have any loans out on the business besides the equipment loans and the credit cards? Do you have any, like, working capital loans or anything like that?
Yeah, I got a working capital loan from Imperial of for like $12,000, but I don't like their plan. You know, that's why I didn't go back to them, you know, for more, because they offered more, but I didn't. They offer a daily plan where they take out a fee, you know, every day, Monday through Friday.
No, I'm familiar with that. We have a similar working capital program that does a daily withdrawal as well. We do offer weekly and monthly. You just got to hit their credit threshold.
Depends on the credit.
That's pretty much how it works. You can get, you know, I've seen monthly payments, but those are more for people in the 800s. Like, those are top tier. Most of the time it is a weekly and a daily payment, depending on your credit. You might be able to qualify for weekly depending on how high the 700s you are.
I was going to say, would I at least be able to qualify for weekly?
You might. It's hard to tell right off the bat. But what we do pretty much is get you applied. And then we'll come back. There'll be a couple different options usually because we have a couple different programs for working capital. And so then you can just kind of decide what works best for you. Like maybe this amount for like a 6-month term or this amount for a 12-month or 18-month term. Maybe this program, one program might have a weekly payment option for you, but maybe a smaller amount.
Well, based off of you, you know, your experience processing them, someone with at least 700,
it's going to be right on the board. It's around 725, 750 is that cutoff mark. You know, you're going to be right in that. You know, it depends. It really just does depend. For the equipment, though, it's monthly payments. You know, just your typical, you know, 2 to 5 year term monthly payments, mid single interest rates. So, yeah, the working capital is very. It's going to be similar to what Imperial got you. I'm not sure. You know, tell me what a little bit more about that. When did you take out that 12K?
That was I don't have the exact date, but I have that like 30% paid off. You know, okay. Like I said,
they lent you 12. What was your payback?
16.5. $16,000.
Do you remember what your daily payments were like?
One fifteen, one ten. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I mean, do you know what your balance is? You said you paid it 30% off already. So what are you roughly around?
I don't know. Have any exact number? I know.
Just ballpark me. I mean, maybe around like $10,000.
About 9.95, 10.
Okay, perfect. All right, so, you know, based on what you told me, what we're basically going to do is have two different applications for two different loans completely. One is going to be an equipment financing application for your truck, and that's going to be completely separate from the working capital one. And they're not contingent on each other, which is nice if you know like the working capital.
I was going to ask you that.
Exactly. So we'll apply for everything. You might have two different working capital options, and then your equipment financing. You could take one of each. You could just take the equipment. You could just take the capital. Whatever makes the most sense for you.
All right. Sounds good.
Pretty much got through, you know, everything we need to. Do you have a quote, by the way, for that truck or invoice for it, or it's kind of just verbal?
Yeah, it's TNT Trucking Service with Pride.
Okay, cool. I'll have you send that over with your application. I'm just gonna need a. Actually, I can use this application you faxed over as an equipment one as well.
Okay.
Perfect. So what I'm really just gonna need from you, I'll send this to you in email, is gonna be 6 months of bank statements from the business, and most recent tax return. If you don't have 15, we could use 14, but you know, you have 15, right?
I got 14.
Yeah, just send me 14 for now. What's the issue?
No, 15. I'm sorry, I don't have 14. I got 15. Sorry.
Oh, perfect. Then don't worry about it. All right. So yeah, basically that's all we need because we got the application from you already, and we can get you some numbers. Oh, and the quote. I'll put this all in the email for you. What's a good email where I can reach at?
It's TTT.
So T. TTT 3. Okay.
3 T R U. B as in cat. K. I N. G. S as in Sam. Dot. Florida. Spelled out. At Gmail.
Gmail, perfect. Yeah, and we're pretty quick on the turnover with getting the numbers. It only usually takes a day or two from when you get the information back to me. So if you can get this back later today, by Tuesday or Wednesday, we should have some numbers for you.
All right, you're gonna send me an email, and can I just email a copy of each sheet?
Yep, super easy.
Right. Well, it's gonna be a lot of emails because the
tax return.
Each packet for the actually 6 months, you say?
Yeah.
The last 6 months, each packet, each month has like eight to ten pages.
Damn. Do you do online banking? I notice usually you can grab the PDF file right from online if it's like Wells Fargo.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll stop in there and have the banker just PDF you the file or whatever.
Exactly. It should be super easy if you bank with Wells Fargo. I know personally. I use them as well. You can go right online banking and get your statements and email them right over from there. So, yeah, so that you all should right. be able to get that over back to me today, right?
Well, that saves me a whole lot of emailing to you then.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just PDF those monthly statements for the the business account and what else? And also send you the 2015 tax.
Perfect. And the quote in the quote for the truck if you have it, just like
okay.
Yeah, just all something right. just something with the price on it so you can get an idea of what just rather than just saying a $50,000 truck or 55. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
No Do you problem. Have any last minute questions here? Just concerning anything? I know I didn't.
Nah. Can you send me an email so I can
confirm? Yeah, I'll have everything that I need from you and what the course of action will be.
All right. I was saying, can you send me that email now, like while you were talking?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course. Just
some type of email, so I know.
Yeah. Let's make sure it works. TT. Truckings.florida @gmail.com. One second. All right, this should have. It's just I'm just gonna put something really short. Like here's what I need from you.
Something like that. That'll work.
All right, here I just sent it.
And that'll have your
extension number. Exactly. Right? Direct number on there. It'll have my email address and the fax if you want to fax over anything as well. If that's easier for you. Okay. All right. LaFerre, is there anything else you need from me, man? Any questions?
I was just trying to looking at my phone to see if I received the email. You sent it already?
Yeah, I should have. You want to take down my number real quick? And if you don't see anything in the next 5 minutes, maybe just give me a ring back.
All right. Go ahead.
225-225-2347.
2347.
Yes. And my name's Pete.
Pete, alright.
And just to double check here, it's TT Truckings with an S. So TT Truckings .Florida @gmail.com.
Correct.
Alright, well, just give it about a minute or two. If you don't see anything there, give me a ring back here and I'll resend it.
All right, appreciate that.
All right, take care, man. I'll touch base with you later today.
All right, that'll work.
All right, bye-bye.